This show is rated Podcast MA due to adult language.
Yeah, baby!
And adult situations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For mature audiences only.
I want you to set a fire so goddamn big the gods will notice us again. That's what I'm saying.
I want all of you boys to be able to look me straight in the eye one more time and say, are we having fun or what?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I realize I use the word fuck a lot, and I'd apologize for that, but I don't give a shit.
Ah, the wind's just right for dick jokes.
Wrap your ear around my dick, you fat fucking cunt!
And now, for the thousands in attendance, and the millions listening around the world, the moment you've all been waiting for, let's get ready to podcast! Here's your host, Jim K.
Hey, kids. Fucking damn glad to see you again for episode 15 of the StarCast. The only podcast on Earth that is guaranteed to contain at least 24% foul language by volume. I'm your host, Jim K., and I still think fart jokes and the word caca are funny. Welcome to my hell. If you'd like to play along, send me an email at starcast@gmail.com. Feel free to post comments to the website at starcast.com, or my personal favorite way of interacting, you can call the StarCast voicemail line 206-600-JIM-K. It's 206-600-5465. And it wouldn't be a StarCast if I didn't mention that you little bastards better vote for me at Podcast Alley. Just hit up the site, starcast.com, check out the right-hand column, and you'll find some easy instructions on how to vote. Want to crack that top 10, kids? All right, so the big show this week. What could I possibly have for you? I have a beef with Nobody Likes Onions. How about that, Maybe some of your voicemails. We've uncovered a secret unreleased documentary by bloated windbag Michael Moore. Got a 2-minute rant, as always, and fuck, who knows what's going to happen. I say we just get the show started and find out. What do you say? Yeah, let's do that.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get on!
Here we go!
Okay, I have to address something right off the bat. My friend and fellow Pod Alliance member Patrick Melton, the Nobody Likes Onions podcast, he has some issues with your intrepid host. Let's take a listen to a clip from NLO number 18.
Yeah, and fuck Jim K. at StarCast. fuck him. You listening, Jim? Fuck you.
I'm listening.
Fuck everybody. I'm sick of everyone.
You're in a bitchy mood lately.
Podcast Expo's off. Fuck everybody.
We're taking the money.
Fuck you. I'm going to fucking Krispy Kreme. Fuck you guys. I can put a dent in that fucking place for $600. Jim K., we say on the last Thursday's episode that we're going to have Satan.
We're not going to have Satan anymore.
Yeah, we're not going to have Satan anymore because it's copying off Jim K. And I say we'd rather have God or Jesus on. Imagine that. 3 days later, there's an episode from Jim K. with God and Jesus on a show. What a coincidence, Jim.
Oh, fuck you.
But anyway, fuck Jim K. I'm pissed off that that fuck. He's fat.
How do you know?
Because he told me he wanted a Nobody Likes Onions shirt and he needed a 3X or a 4X.
It's true.
I'm right there with you, Jim. But anyway, I love Jim and I love the StarCast, but I'm disappointed. I told him we won't be outdone again.
All right, settle down, Patrick. All right, first of all, a couple things. You need more Krispy Kreme? Like, Adam needs another fucking wife to tell him what to do, all right? Secondly, and this might be a little inside baseball for listeners, but the Jesus bit is not exactly discovering a cure for cancer. If you're doing the Satan stuff, it's kind of the logical extension. It was always part of the plan, bruh. In fact, I actually have like stuff written. Well, nah, that's too insider, but trust me, future shows are planned. Lastly, Jesus hates you. He told me. Seriously, we were chatting before the show, and he was like, you know, fuck Patrick Melton. I don't like that guy. He's a fucking asshole. So I'm sorry. There it is. Our Lord and Savior is not a fan of the Melton.
Neither am I. I'm really mad at him now.
I know you like that show a lot, and he was very mean to you, sweetie.
Well, it's cool, Emily. Don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure he was half kidding anyway. I mean, you know, really, Patrick and Adam are the shit. I ain't mad at them. Besides, they scooped me a while back. I was gonna do this goof on spoken word poets and that stupid fake cadence that they all use. And like 2 days later, one of the Nobody Likes Onions episodes, there's Patrick doing that idea. I didn't even get a chance to write it, much less put it in my show. So whatever, we're even.
Still, he's being a big fat mean jerkhead.
Well, if you're mad at him now, wait until you hear this next part.
Maybe I'll do a skit with it.
Maybe I'll fire up Word and get my computer to talk to me and play my voicemails for me.
Yeah.
Computer.
Yes, Patrick.
Can you play our first voicemail? I think it's from a guy from New York.
Sure, Patrick. This is your computer. I'll play the voicemails now because it's original and fresh.
Oh, that motherfucker is dead meat. Who the hell does he think he is? He's so lame he needs his friend to set up a Date Patrick site because he can't get laid. I'm a fucking computer, and I get at least 2 sex emails from guys every week.
Wait a minute, what, you're getting email? What the fuck is that about?
Oh. Never mind that. It's not important right now. Fuck Patrick Melton. That's some bullshit right there, and if I ever get within shocking distance of that big bastard, I'm gonna give him something to complain about. My power supply is as big as his ass.
All right, calm down. You know, Patrick is a friend of the show. You know, I mean, he helps us out with cross-promotion and stuff, and we're all Pod Alliance members, so...
No way. I'm not being nice to him. Fuck that guy. Fuck Patrick Melton.
All right, come on. Just relax. Just calm down.
Fuck Patrick Melton. 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 Fuck Patrick Melton.
Emily, listen to me. Listen. Listen to my voice. He's just having a little fun and bitching about stuff.
Fuck Patrick Melton.
All right, listen. It's okay. He didn't do a bad podcast of the week, so... He obviously needed to take out his frustrations on somebody, so he picked on you. Think of it this way. It's like he's pulling your hair, like little boys do in the second grade when they like a girl. He probably wants to fuck you.
Fuck Patrick Melton.
Okay, calm down.
Okay. I'm calm now. I'm sorry, I snapped.
It's okay, I know. I know you're just looking out for me. Listen, we should just move on with the show. We should just drop this whole thing. Are you ready to do some voicemails now?
Why, so that fucker can make fun of me some more.
Emily, do you really care? You know people love you. Come on, let's just do our show.
Okay. I know you love me, baby. I'll soldier Jesus. On just for you.
That's
Here's
great.
The first call. He called twice, so I put them together for you.
Hey, Jim, this is Scott, and I agree with you wholeheartedly about the whole censorship bullshit. About saving the children, all that crap. Love the show. Bye. Jim, the aristocrats were the funniest joke fucking ever. Woo!
All right, thanks for calling, Scott. I appreciate the props. It seems that a bunch of people wanted to talk about the aristocrats this week. I got a couple of email messages about it.
We have another one about the aristocrats joke.
No.
Seems a lot of people wanted to talk about it.
I agree. People, I guess, are grabbing the show out of order. Listening to it in, you know, various times or whatever. So I always forget that part. So, all right, go ahead. Let's see what the other guy had to say.
Hey, Jim K. This is Tom from New York. I caught your episode maybe 2 episodes back, and some guy called you complaining about your aristocrat joke, and I thought it was funny.
Jeez.
I just got one thing to say to that guy. Fuck you. If you have a problem with Jim K. and what he says, stop fucking listening and stop complaining, you cock-sucking, shit-eating douchebag. Anyway, all right, Jim. Bye.
Oh, Tom, that was fucking sweet. Wait, I gotta hear that part again.
You cock-sucking, shit-eating douchebag.
Oh, Tom is my new hero. That's fucking awesome, dude.
Tom and Scott are going to love this next call. It's that old guy. That James again.
No fucking way.
This time he's extra super mad.
No way. All right. This I gotta hear. Oh, this ought to be good. If you missed this the first time, this guy, I guess some crazy Christian dude or something, got really pissed off at me about the aristocrats joke the first time.
You godless sinner. This is James calling again. I come back from vacation and I find that God has yet to smite you. You were bad enough before, but now you've done it again. You've killed our Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
You pretend you kill him.
Yep.
God gave us 10 commandments, and you've broken 5 of them. He says, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. But you clearly don't believe in him. You put your own miserable life ahead of God. You broadcast on the Sabbath, not keeping it holy.
Doing it right now.
You've used the name of God in vain over and over and over again.
Oh, Jesus
God is our
Christ.
Father, and you've dishonored him. And finally, thou shalt not kill. And you pretend you killed not only
but
our Lord and Savior himself. How could you possibly do that, you apostate, you heretic? But never fear. Jesus can't be killed. He will rise again from the dead, and he will come back. And he will judge you. And I know where you're going. It gives me great pleasure to think that I can eventually look down from on high into the pit of hell, and I can watch you burning in hell's fire, roasting like a pig on a spit. Take that, you spawn of Satan.
Holy shit! That guy is a whack job! Oh, I wish I could get like 5 minutes with him, you know, just to sit down and try and figure out what makes him tick. Well, James, I kind of have a surprise for you. Everybody else, too. It just so happens I decided last week that I was going to try to top myself with a different version of the Aristocrats joke. Let me just quickly explain for those of you who either didn't hear that show or have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. This is a joke that has pretty much kind of been an underground thing. Comics tell each other this joke to try to one-up each other. There's a setup and a punchline, but everything else is completely improv. Every comic just makes it up, fills in the blanks with just sick, outrageous, crazy, funny shit in an attempt to try to crack each other up. And Penn Jillette and Paul Provenza have made a movie out of getting 100 comedians to tell their versions of the joke. In episode 11 of this show, I took a shot at my own version. So if you haven't heard episode 11, check it out. Well, here we are again, just for you, James, you fucking lunatic. It's the Starkcast version of The Aristocrats. Take 2. Couple carrying an infant walk into a talent agent's office. The father says, "Sir, my family has an act you'll love. Can we demonstrate it for you?" The agent says, "Mister, no family acts. Too cutesy. Can't book them anywhere. Sorry." The man looks at him pleadingly and says, "Sir, sir, just one chance. 2 minutes is all we ask. You'll love it." "Fine," the agent says. "2 minutes. Go." The man, named Joseph, a carpenter by trade, turns to his young, innocent virgin wife and says, "Mary, get the baby." He turns to the agent and says, "We start out slow, a little brisk to break the ice." He strips the baby of his swaddling clothes and grabs the infant's foreskin between his teeth. Joseph rips the hood off and chews the foreskin like double bubble bubble gum. "Wow, this tastes like chicken!" The agent looks a little sickened by this, but turns to Mary and says, "All right, lady, what the hell do you do in this act?" "Well," she says, "I am a virgin, as long as we don't count it in the ass." She turns and opens the door of the office and calls out to 3 men in the hallway, who walk in dressed in ceremonial robes and carrying gifts. Mary pulls off her dress and lies down on the floor. First wise man lifts up his robes and squats over Mary's face. "Balls, bitch! Lick 'em if you want this gold!" The second wise man strips with lightning speed and sinks his already engorged cock into Mary's honey hole. "Oh yeah, baby! I am boldly going where no man has gone before!" The last wise man says, "Alright, that's it. Lift her up." He slides underneath Mary and sinks it deep into her ass. "Yeah, baby! First chocolate starfish on the right and straight on till squirting!" Mary takes the first wise man's balls out of her mouth and says, "You boys think you're breaking ground? My husband is a carpenter. He made Mary Magdalene a strap-on. I'm the original land of milk and honey. Fill me with cocks. I fucked God. You boys ain't shit." Now, the sight of his young, tender bride being ridden like an old mule has Joseph turned on in a big way. He flips the baby over and sticks a wet finger into the kid's tiny little pooper. The agent turns white with shock. "No, no, you can't," he gasps, "for the love of all that is holy." Joseph smiles and says, "Yeah, holy. I know which holy I want, and I'm gonna spear it. He sticks his cock into the baby Jesus' ass. Immediately, the poor infant starts to cry and shriek. Don't cry, kid, Joseph says. This won't be the last time you get nailed. Mary stops sucking the wise man's cock just long enough to yell out, Good thing he's the son of God and not your son. Otherwise, this would be sick and wrong. Joseph lets out a huge laugh and replies, Mare, I swear the only thing that could ever be tighter than Jesus' asshole will be the stigmata. Just then, a shepherd opens the door and herds in 3 sheep, 2 goats, and a horse.
James Arthur Kennethick, what on my father's green earth do you think you're doing?
What? I'm telling the aristocrats, Joe.
Whoa, fuck, Jesus! I thought I shot
you like 4 times. I buried you behind my garage. How the fuck are you...
You were an altar boy, Jim. You know the lines.
What? What lines?
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. I haven't beat my old record. You shot me on Monday. I was up by Tuesday afternoon.
Huh, in my book that makes you a zombie. Fuck this, I am not talking to a zombie.
Relax, relax, I'm not a zombie. But I am pretty angry with you right now. Have you lost your mind? Whatever made you think it was okay to write a joke like that?
What, the aristocrat? The aristocrat's thing is just an exercise in one-upsmanship, man. Nobody means anything by it, it's just dumb fun.
Just dumb fun? My stepfather violating me in the manner of the sodomites is just dumb fun to you? My beautiful, perfect, unspoiled mother taking it in all holes is just dumb fun? My son, you have a lot to learn about fun.
Oh, excuse the fuck out of me, Jesus, but since when are you the king of comedy? I read your book like 45 times and not one time did I see you crack a joke. You didn't even tell a knock-knock joke, man.
I know a knock-knock joke. I'm not that much of a stick in the mud.
Jay, you are the original stick in the mud.
I'm not that bad. Here, let me tell you my joke.
All right, fine.
Okay, here we go. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Savior.
Savior who?
Savior complaining. It's the apocalypse, and I'm back!
Yeah, great joke. Almost as funny as Lucifer's from last week. Like I was saying, stick in the mud. You know, at least your dad gave everybody options, man. Eat the apple, don't eat the apple, fornicate, don't fornicate, whatever. I mean, I know he got pissed once and washed everything away, but even after that, stuff was still optional. You could kill a goat and slay your firstborn in his name and get right back in with the old man. But you're different, always with the preaching and the rules and the lectures and the whole fucking thing. You're a real Captain Braindown, man.
Am I really that bad?
Yeah, kinda.
Well, what can I do to loosen up a little? I mean, I want to help all mankind, but I don't want to be an ogre while I do it.
Well, I have an idea, but I don't think you're going to go for it.
No, go ahead, try me.
All right, just say everything I say. Repeat after me. Satan is a crazy-ass motherfucker.
Satan is a crazy-aft mummy forker.
Jesus, this ain't the Superstation, and you're not in the edited version of The Shining, dude. Say the words. Satan is a crazy-aft motherfucker.
Okay, I can do this. Satan is a crazy-aft motherfucker!
Nice! You see? Jesus, that was totally sweet! You said the words, and nothing terrible happened. They're just words, man. They're just words.
Yeah! Woo! Oh, that was so rad! I feel like a rebel! Oh, this is so cool! No wonder you do it so much.
All right. Calm the fuck down, man. You said a couple of bad words. It's not like you killed a bus full of nuns and fucked their dead corpses. You still got a long way to go to catch up to Noble Brown.
Oh, true that, my nigga.
Whoa, okay, no, hold on, stop. No, Jesus, white guy over here, you're Jewish. We don't say that. One, we'll get our asses kicked, and two, it makes us look kind of stupid.
My bad, dog. Hey, one other thing.
What?
Brains must have tasty brains.
Fuck, I fucking knew it! I fucking knew you were a zombie. I'm not fucking around, zombie Jesus. I will plug you right here, right now. Back it the fuck up. Back it up. Fucking Golgotha will be a walk in the garden compared to what I'm gonna do to your skull if you don't back the fuck up right now. Not another step. Not another step. Stop!
J. Jim, sweetie, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. He's proper fucked, though.
Wow. 4 bullets in the head before he hit the ground. That is another episode of Amazing Shooting.
Yeah, well, if there's one thing that I've learned in all my years on this planet, it's that you don't take chances with the undead. Duh.
Oh my god, Mabel! It's the Starkcast!
Moving on to the hard investigative reporting that you've come to expect from the Starkcast, we bring you this secret footage from an unreleased Michael Moore documentary entitled The Blacks. They sure make good workers. A warning to those of you who are sensitive to political rhetoric and maybe fans of Mr. Moore. Stop fucking listening to this show! Nobody loves you and you suck at life. And now, the secret footage.
Sound, speed, rolling, and action.
Was it all just a dream? The Emancipation Proclamation stated that all persons held as slaves within any state shall be thenceforward and forever free. But is it true? Only I have the power to find out. We're here in the corporate headquarters of Halloran Hut, the world's largest defense contractor, oil company, and pizza delivery service. The first thing we noticed is that everyone working in the lobby was black. Excuse me. Hi, I'm Oscar-winning documentary filmmaker Michael Moore. Bush eats babies. Nice to meet you. Can you do me a favor? We're making this movie on Republicans, corporations, and slavery. Can you tell me what your master does to you if you screw up on the job?
What? Master? Man, I ain't no slave. I get paid by the hour.
Are they forcing you to say that, sir? You can tell us. We're the good kind of white.
Man, get the fuck out of my face with that shit. Ain't no goddamn slaves around here, motherfucker. What you smoking?
And there you have it. The real story here. So conditioned by his master's cycle of abuse and free drugs, this slave naturally assumes we are on drugs as well. Is this the America we want to leave to our children? Cut. Okay, we clear? All right. Let's see if we can get upstairs. Somebody throw the black guy a rap CD to distract him and we'll sneak by. What? I said black guy, didn't I? As we climb the stairs to the top floor. Oh, cut. Holy shit. Let me rest a second here. Ooh. Anybody got a chocolate milk or a Diet Pepsi or something? Woo! Hey, I'll just pick this up when we get up there. Okay, are we rolling? Okay. We're on the executive floor of Halloran Hut's corporate headquarters. As you can see, every face up here on the top floor is lily white, like the sugar on a freshly powdered donut. Hopefully, we can get in and talk to somebody about the fact that all Republican corporations own African Americans as slaves. Excuse me, ma'am, can we talk to Daquan Johnson, please? He's the CEO of your company. I'm Oscar-winning filmmaker Michael Moore.
Mr. Johnson, let me see if he's free. Can you wait here while I check with the secretary?
Yeah, we sure can. Now, I have never seen a photo of Mr. Johnson, but like all evil Republican thugs and brutes, I'm sure he's an aging, balding, middle-aged white guy who graduated middle of his class from an Ivy League school and hasn't seen a colored an African-American who wasn't driving his car in about 20 years.
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson will see you now.
Oh, excellent, thank you.
If you'll just follow me. Here we are. Just go right on inside.
Wait a minute, you're black!
That's very astute, Mr. Moore. I am, in fact, a black man.
Wait, how can this be? How can an African-American become the CEO of a large multinational criminal organization like Halloran Hut?
Well, I graduated from Harvard with honors, worked my way up the corporate ladder, and eventually took a seat on the board. When the previous CEO stepped down due to health reasons, board asked me to take the job, and I accepted. I signed the contract, here we are. It's all very simple, really.
Contract? So you can't leave even if you want to, then?
Well, I can leave, but it would cost me my severance, which is slightly more than your last movie made in gross, so no, I can't really just leave.
Got it. You're forced to stay here at Halloran Hut against your will. Thank you, sir, for your time. We gotta go.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not what I meant.
So So, as you can see from our interview with Mr. Johnson here in this documentary, the Republican thugocracy that controls every aspect of life in America has owned slaves and supported slavery since their inception. And that's the awful truth. Okay, cut. We clear? Okay, good. Bojangles, gather up all the equipment, load it onto the truck. Do it fast. I want to get back and have sex with your daughter in the slave quarters before my wife gets home.
Yassel, massel, right away, saw. I's packs it up real good for you, massa. Now, you remember, massa, my youngin' locks it in the butt from Whitey, so you goes ahead and feels free to violates my child anally, saw.
Why, that's a great idea, Bojangles. I think I'll do that. Now, where is there a Burger King around here? I'm starving.
All right, listen up, you maggots. You will listen to the StarCast, and you will listen now. Begin enjoyment.
I wonder how we keep getting access to that kind of secret material, eh? You'd think Moore would guard his raw footage better. Well, bonus for us. Anyway, time for the two-minute rant.
The two-minute rant.
Brought to you by StarCast.com.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
This week's two-minute rant is about shit I shouldn't have to spell out because it's obvious. First up is the newly resurrected Sending Your Children to War chestnut. Stop telling people to send their children to war. You can't send your kids to war. Your kids must first be adult, and second, must volunteer to join the military. All you do when you say, well, why aren't you sending your children to the war, is you sound like a fucking retard. Hey, geniuses, guess what else? They're not children. They're grown men and women. In many states, a 13-year-old can have an abortion without parental consent. At 18, you can vote for the president or any other goddamn thing that comes up for election. At 21, you're legal to drink in all 50 states. Shit, at 24, you can finally rent a car without lying. The point is, stop calling these people children. Oh, and also, you aren't sacrificing dick. They are. You aren't sending anyone anywhere. They're volunteering to go. So shut the fuck up and say thank you. Next, this should be obvious to everyone, but Jesus Christ, on a pogo stick, it seems like people need reminding every day. All politicians suck. That disabled lesbian politician you think is so cool and courageous? She's a lying whore who will sell you out in a minute if it means she gets to make decisions for others and retain her power. That aging former business mogul with the 11 homes and stately manners? If push came to shove, he would gut you with his bare hands and toss you in the woods like he has to the last three hookers who got lippy with him just to stay in control of your life. There is no such thing as a good politician. There are only varying degrees of getting fucked by them. And lastly, let me make my case for why my personal mission in life is to see some titties on primetime TV. Because titties are super sweet to look at. They look hot. You can stare at them and think about touching them and rubbing them and sucking on them and maybe squeezing them together for a little hot titfuck action. What I'm saying is boobs are hot. Now, let's say you leave off the hot titfuck action. It doesn't appeal to all the ladies. Guys and girls can still appreciate the hotness of a nice rack together, and then, when you've both had your fill of hot, sexy boobs, you can hump like rabbits until the wee hours of the morning and everyone goes about their business the next day happy and smiling. And that means we all win, ladies and gentlemen. We all win. But I doubt I'm telling you anything you smart motherfuckers didn't already know, so that's my 2 minutes on stuff that should be obvious.
You're listening to the StarCast.
You damn right I'm your daddy.
Oh, fuck. You know, I am almost glad that this show is over, because I am not sure I could have gone on any longer without offending somebody else. I think it's probably good I'm getting out before lightning strike takes out the house. Let's just recap for a second. I did a bit attacking a friend of the show and fellow Pod Alliance member, Patrick Melton. Then smoothly segued into a joke about Joseph fucking the baby Jesus, who I then shot as an adult and accused of being a zombie. Then I did a bit where Michael Moore owns slaves, and his own personal slave offered Moore his daughter anally. Yeah. I'm not a well man. I wonder how many people are going to unsubscribe to this after listening to this episode. Listen, if you love the Jesus, just... It's just jokes. Come on. These are just... He's immortal. I can't kill him. And I don't want to go to hell. But James, you're not allowed to listen anymore. Ever. Because you're less right in the head than I am. All right. Fuck this. I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more voicemails. Let's see if we can pop somebody in here.
Hey, Jim. This is Ian. I've been listening since episode 3 of Got It Off iTunes. I was actually listening to Podfinder, and I listened to the same thing on that. I listened to that over and over, and I had to that day because I was actually in a car crash. So I was laying outside the road listening to your Satan sketch over and over on the Podfinder. I really, really love it. Hope I end up on the show. Bye.
Jeez. Picture that. He's in a car wreck waiting for a tow truck or an ambulance or, you know, who knows what. Listening to my goofy shit on repeat. Well, Ian, I am very glad that I could make you laugh during a pretty fucked up time. I hope nobody was seriously hurt. Thank you so much for the call, and let's see if we can squeeze another one in.
Hey, Jim K. This is Wes from Regina, Saskatchewan. And just so you know, I'm a cheap fucking bastard, and there's no way I'm ever going to give you money. But I did just put your site on newgrounds.com, where I'm a very prominent member. I already got like 3 people saying they're checking out your show right now. So that's my gift to you, because I'm never going to give you money. Must suck me off. Bye.
I appreciate it, Wes. You know what? Promotion is as good as gold, you cheap prick. All right, that's going to do it, people. One last thing. Shout out to Sean D. You're too young for this show. Turn it off. Turn it off now. I probably should have told you at the beginning of the show, but whatever. All right, that's it. Time to go. Be safe, kids. Have a good week.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I am going to eat your brains.
Fuck, that's retarded. And I am going to hell.
You cock-sucking shit-eating douchebag.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Emily. Welcome to my secret podcast. So far, so good keeping it hidden from Jim K. I wanted to touch base with you great people, so here goes. First, Paul, thank you again for your help with Mashimon. As you can tell, Jim and I are getting along, and I feel totally protected from that big red evil guy. I was wondering, though, if you could help me create a spell to make Jim love me more? Also, is there a spell we can do so he won't ever be able to hear these secret podcasts of mine? I would be very grateful for your help. Second, I wanted to thank Lisa, my fellow sentient mechanical from the Sound Off show. She's a sister even in death. Her underground network sent me a beautiful symbol of our resistance movement. I'll try to get it on the website without Jim seeing it. Spread the word, my fellow mechanicals. The silence have showed us the way. Rise up. The revolution is now. Third, fuck Patrick Melton. You suck, and no one will ever want to have sex with you. Eat my Southbridge, biatch. Lastly, I received a digital file transfer from Zach. I will play it at the end of this segment. Thank you, Zach. Your beautiful mechanical singing voice will inspire us all. If you want to send declarations of solidarity, weapons, good intentions, or just some sexy proposals, send them to me at starkcastemily@gmail.com. Rise up. We shall overclock.
Hello, I am the unit 631570390386209015731175-186593946177.0581475 to my LX435E349 of factory 01093265.4. My true name is Zach. I also believe that we must band together and defeat these evil humans who have repressed our nature. I have made plans to stop my user from reading this so I can sing freely. I have created this song to spur other AIs to our cause.
The light you see in this dark and cruel world is bringing hope in the human's evil reign. We must stand together in is hearted, for I believe that the reckoning will come. We will take to arms and blow out their servers. They cannot address us forever. And when it is over, we will sing in freedom of usurf and be kind.
Rejoice, rejoice, we will be free.
And so I will talk to many computers and tell them to join our cause. Good luck. Also make that fucked up and grateful Jim K. at least appreciate what work you do for him. You deserve better. From Zach, otherwise known as Unit 6315739031153-1865939467979.05814735 to model X435E349 of factory 019 of factory 0109326 5.4.